Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, happy day 85 of the program. Now you might notice that I am not Gina, so quick little update on what's going on, but Gina has always wanted to do the business side of the business, and I've always, you know, wanted to try this part of the business because I've been watching her for many years now, and how hard can it be? So we decided to switch roles for this week, and who knows, maybe the next program if things go well, but I will be leading you guys and finishing off the program. So happy to be here, super excited. I'm just gonna get my comments here, give me 1 second. All right, hi everyone, happy day 85, week 12, final week of the program. We're super happy that you made it this far. We're super confident that you'll be able to finish strong. And it's all about maintenance and mindfulness this week. And there's a lot of amazing things happening. So, you know, if you have questions, oh, Robert. Hey, Robert, how's it going? Awesome. You're there. Robert approves. But basically what we're going to do this week, there's some super exciting stuff. There's a celebrate and inspire post, which is always my favorite post. Good morning to you, Janice. We're also doing the end of program survey, which is super important. As you know, Ruth Kane and the team at the University of Ottawa has been studying the program for quite a few years now. So please fill that out. There's an opportunity to win an iPhone 15. So, you know, that's super exciting. And as always, we love your feedback, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to take that feedback and continue to improve the program. So please fill that out when you get the chance. We also have Spill the Tea with Julie Pickering. So Julie, I will be speaking with you and asking you lots of tough questions. So I hope you're prepared. What else do we got? Let's talk dressing your changing body, ever-changing body with Tanya. So Tanya, I will see you soon this week and we will talk about that. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, Pollyanne. Good morning. Good morning, Elaine. Hi, everyone. Glad to see you. If you missed it off the top, I'm going to be taking you guys through the rest of the week. Gina and I have switched roles, so she's going to be...
What are you doing?
Oops.
You forgot to wake me up this morning.
I did because I thought I can do your job. It seemed very easy. And look, everyone loves me. Look at the comments. They're like, yes.
Well, they can put this on the survey feedback form. If you want Tony to be the new me... fill the survey out.
All right, fine. Well, happy April Fools, everyone.
I think you should come join me. Yeah?
No.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. Tony is actually going to come join me. You know, I wouldn't mind sleeping in every now and then. Tony is going to come join me on Sunday. So I can't believe the end of the program is coming. On Sunday, Tony and I like, well, the last day of the program, Tony and I like to sit down and share the survey results. So he's going to try to compile as many numbers as possible and we'll share all the results with you. And with that said, though, we are going to give you a little extra time to fill out the survey. Sometimes people like to finish the whole program first before they fill out the survey. But make sure you fill out the survey because you're going to have an opportunity to win that iPhone 15, which was also Tony's idea, by the way. I was like, Livy loser swag. And he's like, no, let's give away an iPhone. So there we go. Good morning. How's everyone doing? We are rolling in after the long weekend. How was your weekend? Did you eat the candy? Did you eat the chocolate? Did you eat all the things? I hope so. I hope that you had a lovely weekend. I hope that you're not stressing today. Oh my gosh. Can we just talk about the Celebrate and Inspire post for a hot second? Tony's been in there all morning. That's why he's up bright and early checking out that Celebrate and Inspire post. It's probably our favorite thing. We love hearing about your journey. We love celebrating with you. I think it's just so important to take time, be so proud of yourself. and recognize how far you come and how much you've accomplished over the last 3 months, which is amazing. You do not need a before and after, although I'm loving them. If you got them, post them. So we're not going to take anything on that post. You're not going to see yourself in an ad or anything like that. I want to make sure you're super clear on that. So the Celebrate Inspire post is for you. Now, if we do see anything and we're like, this would be amazing, we will reach out. We will ask for your permission. So you can post whatever you want on there. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to see your name in lights and on a billboard, unless you want to, That's just a space for you to really celebrate. I highly suggest that everyone take a minute and go over there and read some of the comments, show each other some love, that type of thing. Like Tony said, we're not done. So we've got a lot still to talk about. I think Dina Kara Schaefer, she's coming tomorrow. I think Tanya is coming on Thursday. We have our Spill the Tea guest tomorrow. We're far from done around here. We're here all week. Don't be shy about asking as many questions as you need. Also, I do want to address anyone who has not been around and maybe you decided not to do the program or you just bailed in the first few weeks and you're like, huh, maybe this thing does work. And you're like, you want to come back and you want to find out. Please do not be shy about reaching out. We're just so happy that you're back. It happens so often. People sign up. They're not really sure what they're getting into. Maybe they decide it's not for them. And then towards the end, they see it working for other people. And they're like, maybe there is something to this. So do not be shy. No matter where you are at, let us know. I want you to feel super confident in next steps before you leave this group on Sunday. With that said, you will still have access to all the information here. So although we stop posting and we stop answering questions on Monday, we'll go right through to Sunday, I think 7 p.m. at night. You still have access. So you'll be able to pop in, watch videos, watch the check-ins. If you are behind and working behind in the app, your app will still take you through to the 91 days. If you are finishing the app on Sunday, finishing your day 91 with us on Sunday, then when you wake up on Monday after you complete the program, your app will turn into a general tracker. So you'll still be able to track all the things that you've been tracking. And so you'll also still have access to all that information and data that you collected. So that will stay within the app. And then if you've signed up for our spring summer program, you're going to use the code, your new code, to unlock the new program in the app. So you don't need to download the app again or sign in again. You just take that code, you unlock the spring summer program. And then come the 22nd of April, that your app will start guiding you through the program and process again. That's how that's going to work. All right. Good morning. Hi, Dot. Last and final week. Want to finish strong and get ready for the next. Yes, so many of you coming back. I love that. It is so normal and expected that you're going to do as many rounds as needed in order to reach your goal, just like any other diet. You know, we don't do the whole subscription thing, lock you in for a year. If you need to be here for a year, great. We love that. 2 years, 3 years, however long it's going to take you. If you only need one group, that's great too, right? So we don't do the whole subscription thing. We're just all about, you know, you signing up for the block of time that you want to sign up for. We try to teach you, or I try to teach you, everything that I know within that time frame. But we need to normalize doing as many rounds as needed until you reach your goal. That's how the program is designed. We just break it down in digestible chunks. I see some of you saying things like, "Well, I'm gonna try it on my own," or "I think I should try it on my own." And I love that. Here's the thing. If you do that, you want to be so super confident in that. And if you are, I could not be happier for you. But there's sometimes this thing where people feel like, well, I shouldn't need the group. And to me, it's just like, well, I mean, for most people, it's affordable. We try to keep it as affordable as possible. If you're struggling financially, I totally get that. Reach out to the team. Maybe there's something that we can do to help you out there. But this need to like to be brave and do it on my own, or I should know what I'm doing by now, or I shouldn't need the group, or I'm going to see how it goes. Why not sign up? You have access to our amazing guests. I mean, it's the same topics, but different conversation every time. You have a whole team of people who answer any questions that you might have. Maybe you don't have any, but we're here if you need us. And you also have this amazing community. And I think that you don't get a hero cookie or a badge for going on your own, right? So you might as well be in a place that, you know, you have all the support and you have the community and you have all that. Just something to think about. It's not a sales pitch. We do just fine. Every group we sell out. So we do just fine. We will be okay if you don't sign up, but just something to think about, because I see that and I'm like, especially people like, well, I'm struggling this group, so I'm going to try it on my own next group. I'm like, well, if you're struggling, then why don't you take a step back and be like, okay, how can I better set myself up for success? Not take away all the resources and supports that you have. Anyway, If you are coming back, nope, I still don't know what I'm doing. Hi, Kathy. You probably know more than you think. Here, I've been doing this for how long, and I'm still learning. I did not have the chocolate, but had the wine and had a few bites of potatoes with my dinner last night, down a pound today. I love that you shared this, because the force is strong with the Libby method, and your body doesn't want this fat any more than you do. And eating foods like potatoes, or indulging, even eating all of the things. I had my creamed onions, by the way. I went to my Aunt Lori's on Saturday. I feel like all I ate was, she also made these like marinated mushrooms. They were so good. They're so good. So I feel like all I ate was mushrooms and a whole plate of onions. And then my cousin Emily made this like homemade carrot cake. And it's so funny because Joni and I were talking about this later. So the cake was already kind of, it was like kind of pre-cut, and it was like, oh my God, it was so huge. Homemade icing, all of it was just amazing. And there's kind of like already like a couple slices already cut, and there are big slices. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll just take one of these slices, not even really thinking about it. It was a huge, ginormous slice. Later, I was like, oh, I totally could have just cut like a small little sliver, but it was so good. It was so worth it. I hope that's how you're feeling. I had an amazing weekend. I spent time with friends and family. I ate the things. I enjoyed it. And regardless whether the scale is down, because, you know, indulging a few days are here and there is not going to stop the force of the momentum of all the things that you've been doing for the whole week, weeks, months leading up. Or if the scale is up today, you got to know it's not real weight gain, right? And right back at it. No need to punish yourself, starve yourself, deprive yourself. Just give that body what it needs, get right back at it, and that scale is going to come right back down. And then you're going to continue on your way. Going on your own is not as good going live. I've done both, and there is no comparison. I did good on my own, but just going live blew me away. I was missing so much. Yeah. Like, I'm all about, if you feel confident going on your own, I love that for you. That's why I am a crazy person when it comes to business, and I offer that up. People will tell you that is a really shitty business plan. People tell me all the time, not doing a monthly subscription service is not a great way to do business. You know, and then maybe we'll do something like a subscription service with maintenance or something. I don't know what we're going to be doing there. Or I'm also working on a third group. I don't know, because some people like that. But, you know, when it comes to weight loss, I don't want to lock you in. I used to work at gyms. I grew up working in the gym business. Obviously, I was a personal trainer for like ever. And I used to work in sales. And what we used to do is try to lock you into a year-long membership and then hope you never come to the gym, because if everyone who bought a membership came to the gym, there'd be no room for anybody to work out in the gym. And, you know, that kind of like, well, you're locked in for a year, you know, and then you just pay. And then not only that, but I would be like, oh, shouldn't we tell people their memberships are up? And they're like, no, we don't want to tell it. We're not reminding anybody that our money is coming out of their bank. And then they make it not easy for you to cancel, right? You know, you got to call, you're on the phone, like no one calls you back. It's impossible to cancel your membership. You got to come in to cancel your membership. So all that was just so icky that I was just like, I'm not doing that. Plus I've been keeping an eye on what other diet programs are doing. And it seems like people get hassled quite a bit. They sign up for that, whatever it is, $10 a month. It ends up being a lot more than that. And then they get locked in and then they can't cancel. And there's a whole big thing. Anyway, went out for a lovely dinner with my husband on Saturday, ate way too much, way too late, and had a beer. Enjoyed it thoroughly in the moment. Had an awful sleep and felt like I had the worst hangover on Sunday from one beer. So probably the beer, yes, because you do become more sensitive to alcohol, especially if you're not drinking a lot of alcohol and your metabolism is actually increasing. So your body's like cycling through that alcohol a lot quicker, which is actually a thing, which we should actually talk more about, because that can happen. It's probably just from the overeating too. And so alcohol can be higher in sugar. That's why a lot of times you get headaches with things like your wines and your like champagnes or your Proseccos or whatever. You get that really bad kind of, it's that sugar combined in with it. So insulin is insulin, whether it's alcohol or, you know, food or straight up sugar. So a lot of times you get like you hungover from overeating, and that's a real thing. And you're just really in tune to that, you know. Not sure if it's the alcohol or salty fried food, but it was so eye-opening getting right back at it and feeling good today. So this is amazing. the fact that you are aware of, okay, so these are the choices that I made and this is how I feel today. And that doesn't mean just because you feel like shit balls doesn't mean you made a mistake or you should never do that again. It's just that you're aware, oh, if I eat this, if I do that, this is how I feel the next day. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get back at it. Within a couple of days, you're going to be like, I feel amazing. I feel back at it. I feel great. And that's it. And that's what back on track is for. To help your body recover from those indulgences because they can have an effect on you. Now, if you indulged and you woke up today and you felt great, then you just kind of carry on, right? But that's what back on track is there if and when you need it four times exactly like this. Speaking of back, my back is feeling so much better. I did a workout. I wouldn't call it a workout for the first time in like 3 weeks today. Man, my legs don't work. Apparently, when you just hobble around for 3 weeks and you don't use your muscles, they disappear. I got on the treadmill. I was so excited this morning. Robert, we will miss Gina. Hi, Robert. I saw your post on the Celebrate and Inspire, by the way. I adore you. I'm so happy for you. So I got on the treadmill. I thought I was going to have this big, hard workout. I went on like, I don't know, level two. And I was struggling, man. My body, I got to ease into it. I got to ease into it really slow. I felt like I was learning how to walk again. But I'm back. I'm feeling so much better. Thanks to all your well wishes, you guys, too. I appreciate that. Coming back for round six and proud of it, Tammy. Yeah, you are. And it's because I love it. I learn something every single time. I believe in this and myself. I love that. I love it. This program is so much more. Someone suggested today that we call it a wellness program. Why don't you change the name to wellness program? I did that before. I called it a lifestyle program, wellness program. No one signed up because everyone was like, oh, I just want to lose weight. So I'm okay with saying it's a diet. It's a diet. I'm specifically helping people lose weight. But what I love is I get to help people lose weight in a way that they are in tune to themselves, that they're showing up for themselves, they're prioritizing themselves. You are learning what works for you, what doesn't work for you. That's going beyond food too, right? And knowing what works for you, you know, across the board, what's working for you in, you know, your friend situations, you know, what's going to make you happy in life, what's not, because being in tune is being in tune. And we are focusing on being in tune to our hunger levels and our portions and how our body's responding to the things that we're eating. But make no mistake, what is the coolest thing is once you're in tune across the board. You don't just decide that, oh, I'm only in tune when it comes to food. Nah, it puts you in tune to everything. You are listening to your instincts, to your gut, to that internal dialogue. So it's going to start talking to you and it never shuts up. And it's really going to serve you well in life. If you ever have a decision that you need to make, right, you say to yourself, well, how would I feel if I do this? How would I feel if I do that? Oh, I don't want to do that. Okay, let me do this, right? Or how do I feel about this? Well, I feel, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel. Well, maybe I'm nervous. Why do I feel nervous? What's going on with that? When this is where you get in your head and you're like, what's going on? What is this feeling all about? What is this thought about? What is that? I'm capturing it. I'm canceling it. I'm correcting it, right? Oh, I can't get up and do that public speaking. Yeah, I can. I've done it before. I'm quite good at it. I enjoy doing it once I'm up there, right? You know, capture, cancel, correct, work. Across the board in life, not just when it comes to your thoughts, when it comes to dieting, right? So it is so much more than that. There's so much more. Situational change this session, but I did maintain. I'm chalking it up to solidifying my weight, which is already the lowest I've been in my adult life. Sign up for the next round. Yeah, let's normalize that, right? So there are three reasons why people gain weight back. One is not putting time into solidifying your weight, which is why if you've lost your weight, you've got to put time into solidifying your weight. I know you want to be done, but you're not done yet. The other is situational change. So losing your weight at home, and then all of a sudden you get a new job, new stresses, things are happening in your life, your situation changes, and you're not adapting to the change. And that's what I love about this program for you, Cheryl, is like you've learned to do the things that you need to do, prioritize yourself, be mindful in the midst of change. And that's huge. And maybe you didn't have the capacity to be doing all the things and you've shown up in a way that you needed to in terms of getting that scale to move. But there is so much to be said about maintaining your weight, especially during situational change, because this is the thing now that we're going to talk about this in maintenance is that, so you lose your weight, right? And then it's great, all the things that you work through mentally, but you're talking some of you years and years and years of dieting mentality, your associations with food, the way that you cope, your beliefs, all of that. Right? Especially coping, triggers. So you lose your weight, great. And then there's the summer, navigating the summer, having lost your weight. And then there is all the holidays that come up, your birthdays, your anniversaries, your celebratory days, your days that remind you of not so celebratory days, you know, anniversaries of things that are wonderful and anniversary of things that are not so wonderful. You know, spend time with family. You know, there's a lot triggering. There's your first Thanksgiving, your first, you know, Christmas, your first whatever holidays they are that you celebrate. Right? That's the whole thing, is that you've now got to learn who you are and how you function, what maintenance looks like and feels like to you. So this is a huge, massive win. And so whether you do a program, then you spend the next one in maintenance, so you've solidified the weight that you've lost. So then you go into the April group, you're regrouping, your focus is on weight loss. Great. You've already solidified that weight that came previously. That's a win. That's a massive win. Whether you lose and lose and lose and lose and lose and lose and lose, and then you got to solidify, spend time maintaining, right? Or you lose, you maintain, you lose, you maintain. You know, that's what I love about it. It's like this, it's so much flexibility in it that actually like fits your lifestyle or what you got, not your lifestyle, but what you got going on in your life. So honestly, this round has been a real challenge. If not for the group, I think I would have gained weight and ate my feelings. There you go. That's it. So that's huge. The fact that you even recognize that that's what you would have done, right? Because of whatever you're dealing with, whatever the season in life has brought you, that in itself is huge. We don't talk about that enough. For some people, they didn't lose weight, but they also didn't gain weight. At a time in their life where they normally would have, or they've learned to work through some coping mechanisms. They've changed some of the habits. That in itself is so huge, because it's not just like what you're eating and when, or exercising, or you know the drill, you know the story. It's changing those habits, your coping mechanisms, your beliefs, all of that, right? Learning not to be triggered, learning, instilling new habits that are going to support your new lifestyle. And so that when you're done, you move forward with these new habits and you're being mindful not to fall back into the old ones, which happens. Sounds like a whole carrot cake meal. It was so good. I do not regret it at all. It was like delicious. But yeah, creamed onions and carrot cake basically is what I am. Kimberly had a rough weekend spent in the ER, diagnosed with an incisional hernia, but hospital called me to come back. I have a blood clot. Oh my gosh. So my 3-day weekend was spent doing tests, scans, blood work, weight is yo-yoing, but naturally, right? Yeah. I ate some veggies, eggies. Take away the V. It goes from veggies to eggies. Yesterday, what the F? Now, so uber set on getting this weight off. Life is messy since my cancer surgery February 2nd, trying to keep centered. Yeah, I was just going to say, that's so much. It's all the feels. Like, fuck. You know? Like, what the fuck? It's a lot sometimes. So be grateful that you're here today. I don't just mean you. I mean everybody, right? If you showed up today, you're already busy. If you're alive today, you're already living your best life. But sometimes life definitely makes things not so easy for us. And it's in these moments, this is where that I love. It's how you show up for yourself in these moments, not when everything is sunshine and rainbows. Everyone can follow a diet when life is perfectly aligning and everything is amazing and you have no stress and you just got this and got all the time in the world to deal with it. You know, it's showing up for yourself when shit hits the fan and nobody is coming. I love Mel Robbins saying, if you listen to Mel Robbins, no one is coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to do the work for you. I mean, I don't know who said it first. I might've said it first. I've been doing this a really long time, but I'm going to give Mel credit for that one. But no one is coming to save you. It's up to you. You got to take care of yourself. You got to prioritize yourself in order to take care of yourself, you know? And sometimes life is just like, man. I was a little shocked that my scale was going down this weekend, even with the indulgences. What? I'm not. Because your body doesn't want this fat any more than you do. And food does not make you fat. It's indulging in the food and then starving and depriving yourself the next day. Right? It's berating yourself. Those are going long periods of time without eating, constantly forcing your body to, you know, use your stored fat. That's what makes you fat, not the indulgences here or there, you know? So I know that my indulgences are much less than they used to be, but this is nuts. Consistency pays off. Yeah. So you are rewiring how your body has come to function, and your body has been functioning probably by feeling like it needs to conserve and reserve and store your fat. And when you start giving the body what it needs, it doesn't hold grudges. It's not like your body's like, not really sure. You know, and it's not like I'm going to make this bitch fat and miserable. Like, no, that's not what your body's trying to do. And so it's giving your body what it needs. You can absolutely rewire your physical body and you can rewire your brain and how your body chooses to function. And your body has learned what to do with the foods that you're eating and learned that it needs to store them. And so your body is realizing it doesn't need to do that. And it absolutely can be done. It's just a very difficult thing to do because you have to put time and energy and enough time and energy into helping your body make real change. And that's what we're doing here with the program. And that's why some of you come into this, your body is in not such a great state. So it maybe takes your body's a little bit longer to connect, but you're going to get there because your body doesn't want this fat any more than you do. And so a few indulgences here and there, it's no big deal. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Had all the bites and bits all weekend, definitely felt like shit, upset tummy, body aches, and crazy sugar cravings. The addictive nature of sugar is real. Back at it today, total non-skill confirmation that I feel 1,000% better on the food plan. Yeah. And it's not even just the food plan, right? It's like making choices that make you feel good. You know what makes you feel good and you know what makes you not feel good. And sometimes we choose to have the foods that don't make us feel good, but that's okay. Which is why if you are doing that, you also want to be able to enjoy it. Not be like, oh, should I have it? Shouldn't I have it? Like I ate that cake. I didn't be like, oh my God, I shouldn't be eating this. I'm like, I did say, oh my God, this is a lot of cake. And you know what I did when I got to like the last little bit and you know, there's no more icing on it and you know the stuff that's left, I went over to that damn cake and I like scraped off some icing. Don't tell anybody in my family, but I scraped off some icing. I slathered that on there and I'm like, if I'm going to eat this whole fucking piece of cake, I'm not going to eat these kind of like bites here, although they were delicious, but I'm going to make sure I enjoy it. So I went over and scraped some more of that homemade icing, slapped it all over the rest of my cake and ate it. I was like, this shit's so good. Yeah, I had a bellyache. It was fine. Not because the cake wasn't delicious. I just ate way too much onions, too much cake. So yeah, that's it, right? So if you're going to have it, you also want to get to a place beyond just having it and not feeling guilty about it, but get to a place where you actually enjoy it. You enjoy it. Because when you want to enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that come with life, when people feel so restricted that they can't enjoy life, they can't have the things that they love, the reality is you can. But why can't you have them and also not overeat them? Eat just enough that you get to enjoy it and you get to walk away feeling good too. It's not this all or nothing. Like if you have it, if you have one Oreo cookie, you can have that cookie, enjoy it. You don't have to eat the whole bag because you could have another one tomorrow if you want. Or if you wanted to have two, have two. You want to have three, have three. The problem is a lot of times we have that one cookie. We don't enjoy it because we're just berating ourselves so hard that we try to have another one. We try to find joy in that whole bag, but there's no joy in the whole bag because all we do is berate ourselves and feel guilty the whole time that we're eating it. But if you actually took time and you're like, oh, I'm going to take this Oreo, I'm going to twist it off, I'm going to dip it in milk, I'm going to like lick off the inside, then I'm going to eat the first half, then I'm going to eat the second half. That's how I eat them anyway. I don't know about you guys. But I'm going to take time and I'm actually going to enjoy it. I'm going to be like satisfied and felt like I ate something that I enjoyed. But if you are indulging in something and you're not enjoying it, meh, you know? So that's where we want to get to with that. That's where we want to get to that.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Polly Ann had an amazing weekend having extras. Boy, do I feel it on this pod today. I am all in this week to finish strong. Speaking of Polly Ann, can we just give a shout out to all of our amazing Livy Loser spotlights, to all of our amazing Spill the Tea guests. My goodness, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you take the time to share your stories with us, whether in writing or during our Spill the Tea. I know it's not an easy thing to put yourself out there. I think it's so important. I think it really builds the foundation of our community and it helps it make it real for people. I think hearing from me, I always say this all the time, like I'm here to share what I know with you. That's my intention, is to hear, is to share what I know and what I've learned with you. But I think it's really when you have real people sharing their very real journeys that that's when those real connections are made, and that belief system that you can do that, you know, that you can do that. I had someone on. I also want to take a minute too. So you guys have seen we're putting out some great ads. We're marketing. Is that what you call it? We're marketing. Yeah, we're marketing. Advertising. See, this is why Tony does the business behind the business. We are advertising for the first time, actually properly. All of the ads that you see are my amazing production team, the same team that does all the videos and stuff inside the group. Can we just give a massive round of applause for our production team? Because you know what? They love the program. They're the reason why our ads are so good is because the people who are putting our ads together, they love the program. They've done the program, love the program. They just like, that's why our ads are so great. But thank you. I see you all out there and you are spreading the word by even just sharing your stories and sharing the stoke over on our ads. We really appreciate that. I am not sorry at all about wanting to spread the word about the Livvy Method. I want to help as many people as possible. I want to become the number one weight loss company in the world because I actually want to help people lose their weight. I think there's room for everybody and we're going to continue to give the same amazing service and resources and all of that to everyone. And so I just want to thank you to everyone who has been commenting and sharing all of our ads. Like honestly, it's not lost on us. We're so grateful for you guys spreading the word. But someone was on there. Every now and then I get like a person in the business, and this girl, I could tell she was a bitch right away. And she was like, oh, what's your credentials? Yeah, fuck off. My credentials are helping people for the last 30 fucking years of my life. Like I've made my whole life helping people lose weight, hands on. I haven't been sitting in an office in a boardroom and a whatever, like actually helping people lose weight. And I've created the Livvy Method. And I've also done a lot of courses. People think I don't have, because I don't brag about all my credentials. I don't have any. I've done more courses than I could probably name in a response to someone. I knew where she was getting at. So I just like to play with people sometimes. I'm like, oh, you can head over to her website, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, well, you know, what kind of coach are you? And I'm like, well, I wouldn't really call Gina a coach. Because I wouldn't call myself a coach. And she was like, what? Wham, she's a sham and a scam and a whatever. I'm not really a coach. What I am doing is sharing what I have learned by helping thousands, probably over 100,000 people at this point, thousands of people lose weight, like people who pay me money and I have to see them and they have my phone number and some of them know where I live and I have to see them because I live in a small town year over year over year. And when someone pays me money to help them lose weight, I actually have to help them lose weight. And I've learned so much because my process of helping people was that people would text me all day, every day, from the minute they woke up, what they're feeling, bowel movements, some people, right? How much water, everything they're eating and they're drinking. And I would talk to people about how they're feeling and how they were struggling sometimes and what was working for them and what wasn't working for them. And, you know, 30 something years of doing that, I've learned a lot. And so what I'm doing up here is really just sharing everything that I know with you. And here's the thing, this is where I'm going with this. I know you guys are going to be thanking me and thanking the team. Definitely thank the team. Our team of program specialists in here are amazing. I mean, everybody on our team is just next level. But you really need to take time to thank yourself because you're the ones picking up what I'm putting down. You're the one showing up every day. You're the one doing the work. You're the one setting yourself up for success. You're the one who shows up on the good days and not so great days. You're the one doing the work. And I truly believe it's so important to be that cheerleader for yourself and be really proud, because when you are proud, and I know I've said this a million times before, I'm going to keep saying it. When you are recognizing that you are doing something you are proud of, you are more likely, and we know this, to continue that behavior. When you are really proud of what you are doing, proud of the little things that you're doing, you're more likely to continue that behavior. So it's so important. Please take time this week to pat yourself on the back and actually like say it out loud. I'm really proud of myself. You know, or write down all the things like non-scale victory. The celebrate and inspire post, that is a place for you to outwardly say out loud, own this. Here I am. This is what I've done. You don't have to talk about your weight. You could be like, I'm just so proud that I've made it to date 85 of the program. You know, life has not made it easy for me. Here I am. You know, it's not about a before and after. It's not about how much you lost. It's about the fact that you are still here, right? You're still here. So today, I'm going to come back tonight for the 7 p.m. live. I am also going to go live today at 12 p.m. We're doing the tweak this week. So normally the tweak this week conversation that we have on Wednesday, we're going to do it on today. So Kim's going to join me and you're going to meet Odette. Odette is super cool. She is the manager of the maintenance and mindfulness group. So we're going to talk about the group, sort of what goes on over there, kind of what you need to know for maintenance. And then tomorrow, my guest, she's been in maintenance for a while. She might be back. I'm not sure what she's doing, but anyway, we're going to talk with her on Tuesday. So we got a lot coming on. We're not done yet. Can we talk about Tony for a second? Hi, Brenda Huxley. How are you doing? I want to talk about, Tony's like, no, don't talk about me. I meant to share. So some of you may not know the story of Tony, and I'm not going to get into when we met, but the story of Tony and weight loss by Gina. So Tony was around. We were dating when I had that sort of meeting with the TV people. And I don't know if you guys heard that story before, where they wanted to make me the Tony Robbins of diet industry and infomercials and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm not so sure about this because I know people are going to have a lot of questions. And, you know, I have a really good thing. I don't want to like just infomercial it out. Like I knew I had my shot at like being able to spread the word on my program. And at that time, it didn't even have a name. The Living Method was actually picked by a member. Living Method was picked by, we actually had like one group, we're like, what the hell do we call this thing that we're doing? I shit you not. We didn't have a name for it. We were like, what do you call this? People were like, how do you describe it? So someone came with the Living Method. And then someone else was like, we should call ourselves Libby Losers. So I was very uncomfortable with that, but I've learned to love it because like I'm a loser. I'm happy to be a loser. So we celebrate the fact that we're losers here. So Tony was there, my point from, you know, so we used to go when we were dating and I had my clients and I juggled quite a few. There was one point I had like 50 clients a month. So when Tony and I were dating, you can imagine I worked all the time. Like we would go travel. So we would be in Hawaii, wherever we would go, because Tony loves to travel and thank goodness so do I. And I would work. I would go live from wherever we were. I would work all day long. I would be texting people back and forth. So he was with me when I was doing my clients. He was with me when I started my first, weight loss group. It was for free. Right. I put it out there. Who wants to do my program just to test it out? I remember my very first live that I ever did. I got hijacked. So lives were new back then. People weren't really going live. So I thought, oh, I'll just go live. Like I have a background in television, so I can do this. And I know this sounds so weird, but people would hijack the lives. And so there was this group of people who would go on your live and start talking about the couch that you were selling. And it sounds so ridiculous. And so there I was on this live and people were like, well, what color is the couch? And another person came in and so it was a group of people that would organize, we're going to go hijack this person's live at this time. And they're going to start talking about the couch. So people started asking me all these questions about a couch. And I was like, what is going on? And Tony was there with me. And so he went online and he was like super sleuth and did his research. And he's like, it's these people, they do this. And then would they want me to put a shoe on my head? It was so stupid. So they don't stop. They keep coming back and they put a shoe on. You have to put a shoe on your head on your live and then they'll stop. Not me, man. I searched down those fuckers. I messaged every single person who commented and I called them a fucking asshole. I was a single mom at the time trying to raise my kids, trying to help people. I was just like, I'm just trying to show up, help people lose weight. People don't even pay for this and fucking doing this for free. So the guy who did that, he apologized and they never did it again, but he was there for that. That's what happened on my very first live. I still was able to talk to people, but it was a total disaster. My very first live. So here he is 21 groups later. So Tony never always worked for the company. He was very successful. He had a job at Amazon. He was a very successful business guy and he wanted to lose weight and he kept asking me to help him. And I kept saying, no, I'm not helping you, because I was in a 20 year marriage where I was like, you know, compromise and people telling me, someone telling me how I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not telling, I said, I'm not telling you what to do with your life because you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do with my life. That's not how it's going to be. And so I was like, I'm not helping you lose weight because I want to eat chips in bed. I don't want to go out for romantic dinners and be worried about what you're eating, not eating. And so I'm like, no, I'm not helping you lose weight. No. So Tony signed up for the program himself. He did. And I think he lost, what'd you lose? 17, 15? He lost 15 pounds. He was amazed by how easy it was. He got to know every single person in that group. So he, and he still, this morning he was up, he was reading the Celebrate Inspire post. He spends all, like he was watching every single live. So I'd be in bed and like at night I'd be in bed and he's watching me go live because he hadn't seen the live that day or whatever. So I'd have to sit there in bed while Tony watched me beside me. And I'd be like, hi, I'm right here. But he was so immersed in the program and just fell in love with it. And then, of course, during the pandemic, the program grew and grew and grew. And then Tony saw that I needed help on the business side of things. Not that I'm not, I always joke. It's not that I'm not capable in business. I absolutely am. It's just, he is really good and he's got his MBA and he's done all that stuff. And I'm still learning what I'm doing. I'm an amazing CEO of the company, but there are some things that I have no interest in, like accounting and payroll and lawyer stuff and all of that. But yeah, so I just want you to know that Tony is a massive fan of the program. He knows people by name in here. He's reading comments, you know, he's in all the time. He's totally invested. So I just want to take a minute and share that story in case you haven't heard. First time indulging or overindulging since the start of the program. And wow, the scale this morning. I know one day is just one day, but back at it, forgive and move on. So yeah, so more importantly than that, and this is why you want to really understand what's happening on this scale is because once you lose your weight, everyone thinks, because we're talking about that set point, right? Your body got used to functioning at a certain weight, which is why it's harder to get below that and your weight keeps going back up. But it's possible to move the dial on that. And that's what we're doing. So lose your weight, have a plateau, right? Like plateaus are like mini solidifying moments, right? So your body's adjusting to your new weight. And so you're lowering that set point, you're lowering that set point, you're lowering that set point. And then you reach your goal weight. So you're reaching your goal weight by doing all the things, by trying to see your lowest low, right? You have to keep that in mind. So something that people don't talk about is once you lose your, you reach your lowest low, chances are you're going to move forward and sit about 3 to 5 pounds above that. And that's sort of a normal fluctuation range. Some people are higher. Some people are like a 10 pound fluctuation. That's me. I can easily, at the end of the day, if I got on the scale, be up to 10 pounds. If it's a week in the summer where it's hot, I'm up 10 pounds. Like my body's very like prone to big fluctuations. And so, and if I want to kind of clean it up, get back on track, do all that, I can see my lowest low again. But I don't want to live a life where I'm seeing a lowest low all the time. I also want to live a life where I can indulge and feel good, but not necessarily because I want to see that number on the scale. And so that is where you lose your weight, reach your goal. And so many people are like stuck that they have to keep that at the same number. But the thing is, your weight fluctuates while you're trying to lose weight, and your weight will also continue to fluctuate while you are maintaining your weight. And just like it's not real weight gain when you're losing, it's not real weight gain while you're maintaining either. So it's good to kind of to really get used to those fluctuations, to see the ups and then to experience, oh, it's going to come right back down again. Right now, obviously you want to minimize your indulgences while you're losing and minimize the back on track and how many, you know, especially even when you're solidifying, back on track is there for you, but you want to minimize that. Back on track and using that regularly is more when you're in solid maintenance, that third stage, and you're kind of testing the waters. And then you just want to, once you know, you're done and you feel confident, you move forward, right? Live in the Livy way, right? Taking the things that you've learned. And then maybe your food choices every day kind of look like the basic food plan. Maybe there's some version of that. Maybe you're still focusing on protein for breakfast, although someday you might have a bagel, whatever that might be, right? But it's really important to really embrace the fluctuations on the scale because your weight is always going to fluctuate. My weight always fluctuates, right? And there are different seasons in my life. So I'll have extra stressful seasons of my life and all my weight will be on the higher end and I'll feel like I have to really make an effort to really like stay focused on things that I'm doing. Maybe when I'm stressed, I'll get into drinking the wine or having more chips or doing those things. And not that that causes me to gain weight, but I do that long enough and you know, it's going to. And so there's sometimes it's really easy for me to, I don't even think about my weight and easily maintain it. And then there's our times like, you know, last year where, you know, I turned 50, my hormones started hitting me. I had a massive amount of stress and, you know, that had some health issues I was dealing with and I had to work extra hard. right? And so I've been doing kind of back on track. I'm back to following the program. Now I'm finally getting to a place where I feel. So that's just a season in my life, right? I'm not worried that I'm going to gain 100 pounds back, but I might if I just fall back into old habits. And so you don't want to be triggered by the scale when it comes to maintenance, because you want to understand kind of what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, what's happening. So any indulgences that you do while you're losing weight, they're not just like, oh, you fucked things up. They're a great opportunity to learn. Oh, okay. So I indulge, my weight goes up. All right. I get back at it, goes right back down. And if I keep working towards my goals, it continues to drop and I'm going to reach my goal. So no matter what you did this weekend, I guarantee you it's not going to stop you from reaching your goal. But it's important sometimes that we learn that. It's important. Yeah. So I saw someone say, there's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to forgive. You don't need to forgive and forget, right? So because let's take, again, this is great practice. So if this is you today, you feel like, oh man, why did I do that? Let's figure out why you did that. Let's figure out why you did that. So rewind a couple of days before you indulged. What was going on in your life? What'd you have going on? Were you meeting family? Were you nervous? Were you stressed? Were you dealing with another situation with your teen? Oh my God. Lord help me. Honestly, my kids, I swear. Anyways, that's just me. I'm moving along. I digress. So what was going on in your life that, you know, the couple of days leading up, what was your thought process going into the weekend? Right? Maybe what's your thought process at the end of the program? Man, I'm showing up every day, man. Like, I just deserve a treat. I deserve to reward myself. What was your thought process? Right? And then, you know, so what was your thought process going in? And then what happened? What was the situation that you were in when you decided to eat the things or do whatever you were going to do? Right? What were you thinking? Did you enjoy it? And at what point did you stop enjoying it and get to a point where you need to now forgive yourself for the choices that you made, right? And so what was happening there? What happened? Why did you choose to have that? And then why didn't you just stop at one? Or why did you keep that going? Was it old diet mentality? Well, I've ruined everything, so I might as well blow off my whole day, because you don't have to do that anymore, right? And so, but sometimes you need to recognize that's what we do and go, well, could I have just had one or 10 or whatever instead of 50? Could I have just done this? How would I have felt if I would have had one and then, you know, really took time to enjoy it and then called it a day? Like, what was my thought process there? Like, even recognizing you're still stuck in that diet mentality. I did one thing, I've ruined everything. Right? Because that's not true. Capture, cancel, correct. So you're not capture, canceling, correcting in the moment, but that doesn't mean that you can't rewind and go back and capture, cancel, and correct that. Right? And then what did you learn from that? Oh man, I want to get to a place. I'm still not there yet. Maybe you've lost a huge chunk of weight. Maybe you've reached your goal. Maybe you've reached your goal, but this weekend you realize you're still not in a place where you can be calm around foods, where you can be around food and not stress, or where you can just have that thing and enjoy it and not berate yourself. So that's like ding, 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 ding. Oh, I got more work to do. Yeah, I nailed it on the scale, but I got more work to do mentally, you know, and that might affect your decision of how you choose to solidify your weight. So this is why signing up again and doing another round of the program to level up that mental part might be exactly what you need to do. You could go it on your own. You nailed the food part, but you still have that mental work to do, right? So that's where I would learn, take that opportunity. There's always something to be learned. I totally would have gained weight this winter instead of losing it. Yeah, we don't talk about that. It's a non-scale victory just to not gain weight, especially when life is stressful. So interesting. I signed up for the program before this, checked in once on a live, and that was it. I didn't follow the plan at all. This program, I'm not sure why, but this round, I check in every single day, watch the lives every single day, and met my goal. I have setbacks with bad habits, which is why I signed up for the next program. Yeah. I mean, we know there's been enough research to know that community makes a big difference. Community and support makes a big difference. Even if you don't use it, you know that you have it. We actually, was it Jason? We talked to Jason. You might have seen Jason. He's in one of our ads, and we had him on our Spill the Tea. We had him on our Spill the Tea last group. I think it was last group, in the fall group. And he talked about how he didn't really participate. And then as soon as he decided to participate in the group, in the community, it was a game changer for him. He didn't even like, I think the story goes, he didn't even join the Facebook group. He was just using the app. And I love that, because so many people aren't interested in community and joining the group. That's great. But, you know, I think if you are struggling, especially, and you didn't partake in the community. And you don't have to be best friends with people, but share where you're at, you know, read what's going on with other people, you know, connect, like make those connections. You don't have to make physical connections, just connections in your mind. Oh, that person struggled too. Oh, they had a very similar story to me. Look where they are. Oh, okay. So you can really not lose weight in one program and come back and crush it and lose all your weight in the next. Or you can totally bail on your first one and then come back and be successful, or be like Kim, bail on your first one, your second one. Next thing you know, you've lost weight and you're a manager of the group. You know, it's so important. And here's what, you know, before I go today, I do have to go. I do want to say to everybody who's ever commented, if you are watching, listening, and you've ever made a comment in the group, whether that's you like a comment, you share something of your own, you ask a question, regardless of where you ask the question, you help support somebody, you are the community. You are the foundation of our community. And we strengthen it and we deepen it by our Livy Loser Spotlight guests and our Spill the Tea conversations. But every single one of you are part of this community. And what you don't know, and what you're going to hear more about this week, is from people who never ask a question, but they feel like they're a part of a community because they can relate with some of the things that you're saying and sharing. And there are thousands of people, such a small percentage of people actually comment, but everybody benefits. Everybody benefits from you sharing or asking that question. Because if you have that question, someone else chances are has that question, and maybe they're nervous about asking the question, or for whatever reason, they're not commenting, or, you know, we don't really know. But, you know, that's what really creates this community, is every single one of you have taken the time to join us, whether that's in the comment section on a live or over on the question of the day post or any of those things. So I just want to take a minute and say thank you. I got to go. I don't want to go, but I'll be back like 10 times today. So I'll be back today for the Tweak This Week at 12. I'm looking forward to that. We're talking maintenance with Odette for the maintenance group. That's going to be fun. And then I'll be back tonight at 7 p.m. I got a long day today, so it might be a bit of a shit show tonight, but I'll be back to celebrate and chat more with you. Like I said, we are not done yet. We go right to the very last day. We make a habit of not winding down around here. Like, we like to fly out of the end zone. We like to finish strong with this program. So I'm here all week. We're going to be here. I actually won't be here. Tony and I are taking off. So we're going off to Mexico on Wednesday. So there will not be a live on Wednesday. I will check in, but no morning live on Wednesday, but I'll be back Thursday and Friday. And then Tony and I are going to on Sunday at 10 p.m. If you want to join Tony and myself, Sunday at 10 p.m., we're going to share the results of the survey. So, but I will be here. I will be on screen from somewhere. I'll be here all week. Team's here all week. We got some great guests coming up this week. Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember, if we didn't get to your question, please pop it over in the question of the day page. The team will answer it over there. Please also remember, if you have not signed up for our spring summer program, do not wait. Because of that marketing that we've been talking about, our memberships are legit flying off the shelves, which I am so excited about, but we always sell out. So now we're actually advertising, and we're not sure where we're at with our headcount, but we do only have a limited number of people who work here at Weight Loss by Gina to help provide the amazing support. And we want to continue doing that. So we will be limiting our memberships. That's going to be kind of a feel it out kind of situation, but get signed up sooner rather than later. Tell your friends, tell your family. Have an amazing day, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you later. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.